and welcome to Geek Lord Radio. My name is Dan, and with me this week, I have Darren.
Sup?
Stephanie.
Hello!
And Matt.
Lies.
What?
Lies.
Wait, well, then so who you're are
we?
Not?
Who are we?
Matt?
My name is Manuel.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were Montequilla.
Yeah, what happened to Montequilla?
Manuel. I go by my middle name, Manuel.
All right, well, we have Mexi Matt with us this week.
Yeah, we do.
So what have you guys been up to? You haven't been here in like, I don't remember how long.
I've been moving just 1 week.
It feels like longer.
Just one pee-pee touch.
Yeah, just been moving. Nothing real exciting because moving. I got sick, so that was also not fun. And then, yeah, nothing real nerdy. Just playing games. Same shit, new day.
Okay.
I brought us the lovely Leonard Nimoy poster.
I like the look on his face. It's like, I just caught you masturbating.
Yeah, every time I look over there, like I walk out of the kitchen, I just feel like he's like, another cookie sandwich, you fat fuck.
I was like, a whole bag of wings?
I didn't eat a whole bag of wings. I ate two-thirds of a bag. I split with Alex two-thirds of a bag of pot stickers.
There's that time the other night.
It was like 55 pot stickers.
There's a time the other night, like 3 in the morning when, you know, everyone was passed out and I decided that I just need to go get some water but didn't want to put on any pants and that scared me to death.
Leonard Nimoy doesn't approve. Actually,
no.
It's Spock. But that's Leonard Nimoy's real signature.
Great. Now we're a target for like the nerds of the internet to come in and try to steal your Leonard Nimoy.
It's fake.
Totally fake.
Totally fake.
Now when you actually get it validated, this will be the evidence they use against you because they now have you on camera saying it's fake. Before we go too much further, why don't you go ahead and do your little don't fire me.
Don't fire me. I work for Blizzard. My opinions are my own. And this is the fun little project we have together as per fun. Not affiliated with Blizzard in any way.
Good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Fantastic.
Moving on.
Next.
You work for Blizzard. Nobody cares. Next topic. Brought to you by Darren. Division Beta was this past weekend.
Goddamn right it was.
Yep. So I bought it. Darren bought it. Matt bought it.
Yeah.
I did not buy it.
Were moving, yeah.
Mike bought it.
Mike bought it.
Your brother bought it.
Everybody.
How many people did we convince to buy it?
Like seven.
Matt, Mike, Joe, Luke.
Because I got you to buy it, and then you got the Fur brothers to get it.
And then my brother, Luke. I think that was it, directly that I knew of.
Actually, like more. Actually, Dan didn't even have to tell me to buy it. I was literally just sitting in my room, and I'm like, hey,
there you
what's
go.
Up? I was just sitting in my room, and I'm like, you know, I just got paid today.
I need to blow my money.
Yeah.
$100 for this game? Fuck it, sure.
So fuck that. I paid $60.
Oh, you didn't do the season pass?
No.
I did the season pass.
The way I see it is if I want the season pass, I'll buy it later.
How does the season pass work with the Division?
It gives you guaranteed access to all the DLCs.
You're pre-buying the DLC.
Yeah.
Is what you're doing.
And with all the other games that I've played that I've purchased a season pass for, the 3 Battlefield games that I've purchased a season pass for, it's generally been worth it because that way when like I stop playing for a year and I come back to it, it's not like, crap, everyone's playing this new expansion pack that I don't have. It's like, oh, I already have the new expansion pack.
The only two games I've ever bought a season pass for was Dark Souls 2, that was worth it, and Borderlands, and that was worth it.
See, I didn't do the Borderlands season pass. Actually, I don't know if I did the Borderlands season pass.
I'm pretty sure I did.
It was worth it, like all the little, like the pirate one. And
yeah. But
the Dungeons and Dragons or Bunkers and Badass.
Yeah, that was a great one.
That was pretty fun.
We still need to finish that one. God damn.
Yeah, I tried going back, and I'm just so disconnected from playing Borderlands style games that it doesn't go well for me. I don't understand anything anymore. It's confusing. Makes me question myself.
Yeah.
It's just bad times all around.
Borderlands makes me question my sexuality. I don't like it.
It's because you're too attracted to Handsome Jack, isn't it?
To all of Handsome Jack and his
husband. No, actually, he's just attracted to Butt Stallion.
No, it's just the...
It's a unicorn made of diamonds.
It's the unique cel shading. It's like, for some reason, cel shading wants me to put a dick in my mouth. Don't know why.
Well, warning.
Yeah.
Wait, the show's buffering now? Okay, whatever. We'll continue.
Yeah.
We seem fine.
That's cool.
It wouldn't be a beta release if there wasn't some sort of problems. Our good friend, Cameron, he pre-ordered it like the day pre-orders went live, but he made the mistake of doing it through Uplay instead of Steam. And I don't know if he ever actually got into the beta.
I think he did. It's just, I remember talking to him before it was going live. He said he was going to play with a bunch of his streamer friends.
Yeah, no, but I was talking to him once it was live, and he still hadn't gotten his invite.
This is like
as of Saturday, he still hadn't gotten it. Because I was on pretty much all weekend. Yeah. And I never once saw him come on.
Hmm.
So.
Well.
It was pretty rough. But yeah. They extended it 24 hours. Instead of ending Sunday night, it ended Monday night.
That's cool.
So how far did you get, Darren?
I mean, I got pretty much everything I needed to get. I mean, I hit
max level. Relax.
Max Dark Zone level. I got, I think, the best gun in the game.
Best gun of the game.
You're a badass. Was it just a week?
Weekend? I did it too. Only in a weekend.
You were a badass too.
No, well, max level was set at 8.
Oh.
So it was a very limited. There was like one playable mission, which is their equivalent of an instance. Maybe like a dozen little side missions that were you could only do once, and then
I'd probably
it was
say
just
about
Dark
20.
Zone.
I'd say probably about closer to 24. There was a good amount
of the side missions.
Yeah,
there were quite a bit.
Yeah, I had a whole.
Well, there
bunch.
Was 10 quote unquote side missions, and then no, you might be right, like 5 of each of the yeah. Like the
and like the
missions.
little ones you didn't even know you were doing.
Yeah,
and then there's little ones on the side too that there's probably like 4 or 5 different areas on the map that would just randomly come up that had like weapon schematics, which didn't really yeah. matter at the time.
There was a lot of areas with crafting materials because crafting wasn't allowed in the beta. It was actually a remarkably restricting beta, and yeah. yet it didn't detract from gameplay, which
it felt
was really
good.
Weird.
I liked it.
Yeah. But it was fun. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
We did what pretty much everybody did. We learned the game Friday. We grinded Saturday. So on Sunday, when we thought it was ending, we can go into the dark zone and just be PvP douchebags.
Yeah.
And,
made a
it
few
worked.
Friends.
Yeah, we made a couple of friends in the game, ran around, caused problems, did a little bit of exploiting.
Yeah.
I mean, there's when you're in the dark zone, you could shoot when you shoot other players and go into PvP, it flags you, and everybody else can kill you and steal your experience and your money.
Oh, shit.
But there's areas where, since it's based in New York, they couldn't just put alleys everywhere where you weren't allowed to go, so there's just main streets, like East 34th, it just ends in a red wall. And you could walk through it, but it says you have 10 seconds reporting you back to a safe zone because you're outside of the beta limits. So what you would do is you'd get your wand level up super high, and you go duck into this area where it's going to teleport you to a safe zone, and then you're now in a safe house where no one else can get you, and you let your timer expire, and you get a whole bunch of credits for doing that. Yeah. So a bunch of people were doing that. I mean, a whole bunch of people were reporting it, but that's not a bug that I would really report because it's like, it's not going to be in the game. Like, literally, yeah. This will not be in the game. Yeah, it's not going to be, like, not available during beta access after launch. But we got our guns, had some fun.
You probably just die to the higher level NPCs. Who
yeah,
knows?
Because the areas we're running into is like, this is meant for an area of 17 to level 20. We're like, I'm level 8.
I thought it was really nice because I got the chance to kind of get the feel of like the different weapons and kind of what I want to play abilities wise.
Yeah, it definitely gave you a good idea of yeah. what types of guns there were
all
and
four
like how
abilities.
They played.
No, I just mean like it's like because like when we did that that hard mode mission, I was like, oh, cool. These are the other three people I'm going to be playing with the majority of the time. And we kind of got that little role of what we are interested in playing. So,
yeah,
it's going to tailor really well once the game actually comes out.
I'm not sure what class I'll probably end up playing. It'll probably be a hybrid, to be honest.
Well, I mean,
there's not really classes per se.
I mean, you can have two skills.
Yeah, you have two skills.
It.
Well, you have your talent tree. Or your perks tree.
You mean the one they accessed that restricted during the beta?
you couldn't even see it during the beta.
What do they have so far?
We have no. You couldn't see it.
You couldn't see the perks at all.
Oh,
no perks
like,
listed.
Like the different abilities that they had right now is like one of them was like a minor heal.
A sonic pulse, which was told you what was around you, where enemies were, tracked enemies.
Yeah.
There was a healing grenade, and that wasn't minor because mine healed for full life.
Yeah.
It was based off of, all your skills are based off of just one stat, skill damage. Mm. And the more you have in that, the better your skills do. So there was a heal, there was a sticky grenade, there was a shield, and there was the sonar pulse.
Well, the sonar pulse didn't just show things on the map, it also gave you a damage boost as well.
It gave you
a
damage boost.
Depending
once
on
you
yeah.
Once you spec'd it, you can make it further that by giving the enemies, making the enemies take more damage. You can make it show you chests, things like that.
It's kind of like, I kind of see it as the same as like a...
Almost like glyphs, I think.
It reminds me of Diablo. It's like a Diablo skill, and you can kind of rune it in a way to
yeah.
where...
You customize it to, yeah. to your
liking, yeah. Definitely.
So, cool. I think the most common question I got asked while I was playing was, where the fuck did you get that weapon skin?
Oh, yeah, that one?
The pretty
like
pink?
The first day I picked up a pink weapon skin, and then I picked up an orange weapon skin. So, naturally, when I had a weapon that can use a skin, it was bright fucking pink. And everyone would run up to be like, dude, where'd you get the weapon skin? I was like, feed the homeless people. Because that's how I got it. You know, there's homeless people come up and be like, can you help me, sir? I need some so-and-so. It's like, give them a can of soda. Give them a field ration. Give them a med kit. I was like, fuck it. I don't care. Here, take my stuff. And they're like, oh, here's some crap for you.
Here's some spray paint.
Yeah, here's a can of spray paint.
You know those things are actually useful, right? Like the cans of food?
Yeah.
Aside from...
For getting cosmetic items. Yeah, that's exactly what they're useful for.
No, they give you like damage buffs.
Yeah, I don't care.
Did you guys do the quest?
I would take a pink weapon any day of the week yeah. and starve.
Or a sweet beanie with a fuzzy ball on the top of it.
I got that one.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Did you guys get do the little vanity quest where you had to turn on all of the toxin emitters? But in the house, if you looted all the closets, there was like a shit ton of different
items. I did that one. I also finally went back to the room with a locked door. Got a bunch of vanity items from there.
I actually found a pair of boots that were actually combat boots, and they didn't look like sneakers.
Nice. I had a couple of those.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have to buy this game, aren't I?
Yeah, you are.
Probably. Probably.
You can make yourself look like a really classy hobo.
You can join Delta Squad, I guess, because seriously, we've got like 4 squads going on right now.
Yeah. Nice. You can only have... One of the major problems is there's a party limiter of 4. So it's like, son of a bitch.
Hopefully they do a rating like type 10 thing people. Later.
Well, apparently they are going to do raids in the game.
Yeah, it's just they have to work it out because if you have a raid group that you can access anywhere, you roll into a dark zone with fucking even
12 people.
5 people would be a distinct advantage because in the dark zone, the benefit of being in a party is you can't injure your friends.
Gotcha.
But if you're not in a party, you can mow down anyone.
Even
if you're friends, you'd have to be real careful not to shoot each other. So if you had a group of 12 people come in a raiding party onto your particular shard of the dark zone.
Where the max level's like 30, I think.
Yeah, and you just start killing people, you're going to be unstoppable. You know, so
is that what the max level is going to be?
It was for the beta.
For the beta,
I think it was 30 people.
The only thing I saw, the max number per shard?
Yeah.
Yeah, 30 people.
Have you heard anything about what the max level in the game is actually going to be?
I haven't seen anything.
I could probably find something if I were to... it's probably been data mined somewhere.
I'm sure they've actually released it.
I haven't looked into it.
I'm not looking into it.
My guess would probably be like 30 to 50.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
I can see 4. Just based off the skill
categories, I'd say between 30 and 50.
Well, because again, it's the way they set it up is for the longest time, you couldn't join us in the Dark Zone because we are too high of a level.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming they'll probably do something like that as well.
Dark Zone Shard. Well, I'm not sure if they did that just for the beta because if you notice at 7, you had a whole bunch of items that were available. Then as soon as you rolled over to 8, all the shops had different weapons.
Yeah.
All the shops had different gear. So I'm curious if that was just for the beta since it was like max min. Because if you look in the dark zone, when you first come in, it's like a 3 to 5 zone. And then there's 6 to 7, 8 to 9 zones. So I'm curious how they'll actually do it. If it'll be level restricted or if it'll just be raw numbers. I imagine they're probably, if they don't do it initially, they're going to have to level restrict it. Because if you can get rogue for just running around the noob zone, like the low level zone, and just one-shotting people with your plus 97 police rocket launcher heat seeker douchebag gun.
Yeah, something like that.
Just gonna walk in. I'm a jolly gee. I'm so excited to be in the dark zone. What's that beeping sound? Kaboom!
Crap. It is so weird. This is 2016. Feels like it's the year for first person shooters.
Well, you got that. We got Overwatch.
That
Blizzard or. Novawatch 2016 is coming to an end in 4 days.
February 9th.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 4 or 5 days, I think.
Got that. You got
the third. So
6 days.
6 days.
You got Doom that's coming out sometime springtime, and then you also have coming out at the end of February Far Cry Primal. I mean, it's technically not a first-person shooter, but you throw spears.
Yeah.
And
well, neither is The Division.
You've got, yeah.
I would consider it a
third-person shooter.
Or just the year of shooters, I guess.
You got Star Citizen allegedly coming out this year. They're doing an open beta week, or an open alpha week. Even if you haven't paid for Star Citizen, you could download and play
Star
it.
Star Citizen is mostly, it's ships, but it's also,
no,
like,
they have,
planets.
They have right? First person, there's first-person combat in it.
That's so fucking cool.
So you can fly ships where you can fly with it. Yep. That way you got that fancy flying ability was for.
I think you bought that for Elite Dangerous, right?
No, I bought it for Star Citizen. It's just Elite Dangerous what I was playing at the time.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
It was, I want to play Elite Dangerous, so I bought, but I had already purchased Star Citizen. It was like, Elite Dangerous, it's Star Citizen Lite. Get me used to flying a ship before I get into where my ship flying matters. But on that one, you could drop out. You can go. There's 2 whole separate areas of the game that's in development. There's the space version, and then you could drop down to the ground and do your first person combat.
That's fucking cool.
So it's exciting. Let's just not get too. I'm trying real hard not to get my hopes up too high.
It's so hard this year with all these good games coming out. This is a really good year for gaming, and I just have so many games. I'm literally overwhelmed with, I don't know what I'm going to play.
I'm going to play The Division.
No, that's another thing is too. Is like you and me both growing into it. Like, man, I really hope it lives up.
Yeah. And for the most part, I think it did. For what we got to see,
it felt good.
No, I really, really, really hope they add a trade feature. I know you said you had heard that they weren't going to, at least not initially. Launch.
Yeah.
But I really hope they add it because it's super depressing getting a great gun that's not better than what I have and knowing that my buddy could really use that gun.
I think maybe not a trade feature where you can walk up and...
At least a drop feature.
Yeah. A drop feature would be great.
See, I hate the reason that they don't let us do... hello, Yikim? Yikim? Hello, friend. Welcome to the show. But I hate the reason why games are not putting in trade features these days because they don't want... They're worried about
scammers.
Gold farmers and item sellers.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? You're not going to stop it. They're going to find a way.
Oh, we found a way.
Yeah, we found a way in the dark zone. Oh, you have an item I have an item that you need? Cool. I'm going to drop party, shoot me in the head, take my item. I'll re-party with you once I'm back alive, and we'll get you extracted. There is ways to get around this, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just, it would be so much easier if it was like, hey, we're partied up. Dude, I got a light machine gun. I have no use for it. You need it? Hell yeah, that's like 1,000% better than my gun. You know, it's a social game.
Yeah.
Stop limiting social aspects of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you guys heard anything, or did it say anything about the tablet features?
They actually nixed those.
Completely?
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, at least for the time being, they're gone.
So apparently, it was like balancing issues.
Yeah, because you're adding in potentially a fifth person that someone else may not be able to get.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, the tablet features, you can't do it with a low-end tablet. Like, I'm not going to be able to bust out my Kindle Fire and fucking go in and play Division on it and flying all sorts of shit. So you kind of have to have that iPod or that iPad level or higher.
Yeah, to keep up.
To keep up. And it's just like not everybody has $1,000 laying around.
I feel too, though, from actually playing the Division, what I originally heard was that it was one of those games where it was going to be very free reigns, and it kind of moved from that a little bit.
It's still pretty free reign.
I mean, like, from what the originally when the Division was first announced, it's like it's going to be like kind of like how the Dark Zone is, like, constant PvP. Like,
yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like where they show the video everywhere. And it's like you're running around. You do a mission, and then all of a sudden you finish the mission. And then
it doesn't mean that there won't be missions in the Dark Zone.
That's no, true. Of
it would not surprise me if there are in fact missions in the Dark Zone.
Oh, I guarantee there is.
But you know, at first I was pretty pissed that they separated between Dark Zone and the regular area. But once I started playing, I was like, you know what? I'm okay with this because if every time I left my base, I had to worry about being murdered and losing important things.
Yeah.
It'd be like, I'm paranoid and rust.
You just want to level?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you just want to go around and try to collect skins. You want to go around and do this. You want to help your friends level. And let's be real. I know what I do in Rust once I get to a certain point. I go and I wait at the spawn beach and I murder anybody who moves.
I'll definitely say this, though, for again, seeing how Division is going to go once everyone kind of gets their footing and realizes certain things. Extraction for freaking items out of the Dark Zone is going to get fucking real.
Actually, I don't think it will.
We didn't have a problem with it.
I did on the last day.
Oh,
I got shotgunned quite a few times, like, in the back of the head.
Well, that's because they were doing the same thing we were doing. It's like, once,
once there's a max level, the game's fully out, and people are running that shit for gear, you're going to have four people trying to extract, and you're going to have groups coming in, basically. They're going to try to murder you.
Less of
trying
to kill you for your gear, more trying to kill you for your extraction spot.
Yeah, because you can only do what?
Because you only do four at a time. I can imagine people trying to kill each other off. But then again, even though it was only a weekend beta, Saturday, people were like, hey, you're extracting. We won't fuck with you. You want to hang around and give us some cover when we do it?
That's how I was originally doing it. Was
if it wasn't for the fact that you can only hold six contaminated items at once for extraction, if you could have unlimited or your full backpack worth of it, then yes, I firmly believe it would be a hellhole. But if they're limiting the amount of contaminated items you can carry,
yeah,
I don't think it'll be nearly as bad.
I have a feeling you're going to probably get items on your backpack upgrades that are going to upgrade the amount of stuff you can carry out.
I don't think they will for the Dark Zone.
Because
you can upgrade your backpack capacity, yeah, but the Dark Zone, it's supposed to be these are contaminated items.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't make sense that it's in like a
See,
small sleeping bag size thing and I've got like a light machine gun like body armor.
The canister ooze from Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
The reason I'm going to say why I have a feeling why that's going to happen, people are going to be murdering extraction points, is because I had a time where I was basically providing security for a guy, like, you know, a minute and a half, you got to wait. Yeah. It hit 15 seconds, I fucking capped him in the head, it grabbed his shit, and the extraction was already rolling. It's a rolling timer, so as soon as it went up, capped him in the head, grabbed his shit, put it on the fucking shit, mine now.
Oh, I think we did that a couple of times, too.
Oh, yeah, tons of times.
I mean, let's get our shit on.
That's what we did Sunday. We rolled around.
A little cover for them.
Yeah.
Me and Darren met a couple of guys in the game that we were running around with. And it was like, all right, well, let's try to get as many of us with the high-end gun that we can, the high-quality gun that we can. All right, we got three of us. Hey, you know, P, who is the other guy with us, how much more do you need? He's like, I've got like 300 credits. You have 300 credits. Yes. Do you know how much this gun is? Yes. We're not getting you that gun today. He's like, okay, you want to go murder people? Yeah, let's go murder people. And that's what we did. We ran around, and like, for unfortunately, just like with everything on the internet, there are toxic motherfuckers in there. Some dude follows around and was just spewing obscenities through his microphone because it's got the VoIP. It's got the local voice.
That's my favorite thing in
all games. I love that because I was we were running up through a freaking parking structure. We were going to kill some renegades that were extracting some stuff, and there was two of us. And all of a sudden, there's three of them. I noticed. I thought it was two on two, and then it was three. And all of a sudden, you hear in the local chat, it's like, there's three of them. You want to take them out? Yeah, let's go. All of a sudden, you see them running down the parking structure. It's like, we need to get the fuck out of here because we're going to get destroyed.
And that's why we have a private chat channel.
Oh, yeah.
Is it also proximity? Like,
it's proximity voice, yeah.
And it's pretty decently far, too. Like, I think they did a very good chant. They did very good. Like, if you whisper...
Yeah, it's
you can't hear it as far.
It's going to be pretty. It was well done, and the surround sound is beautifully utilized. That was one of the things I noticed right off. Was like, there's not a whole lot of games where when someone's walking behind you in the game, that in your head you actually think someone's behind you.
Yeah.
In Division, it was like, there's somebody fucking behind me.
Or if you hear a freaking gunshot or you know where it's coming from, it's coming from like right behind you.
One of the major complaints I had, and this might just be because it was the beta, there was like two enemy models. That weren't bosses. Guy in a red hoodie, guy in a purple hoodie.
True. Yeah.
That was all of them.
Yeah, but right now it's just a beta. They want to make it work. They can add skins and art later. Yeah. That's easy.
My favorite thing in the beta is all of the NPCs are named. They all have names.
Yeah.
So like three of them went out. It's like, we're gonna fucking kill you. And all of a sudden I just get a headshot on the guy and you hear him. He's like, Scotty, no.
You killed Alex. Yeah, it was always, you killed Alex or they got Alex. Every time. I was like, there's a lot of Alex.
My favorite thing in New York. My favorite thing in the beta was when I went invisible.
Yeah, that fun little bug. There was a bug in the beta while we were playing that characters could see everybody else, but nobody could see them.
And it was a bug that happened when you were leaving safe houses.
Yeah. So Darren leaves the safe house with a group of four of us, and we can't see him. He's like, no, I'm right behind you. And we're like, no, yeah, no, you're not there. So we're like, all right. And Darren's like, I want to see how much I can go with this. So there's this group of, there's a manhunt going on. Once you get your rogue agent high enough, it goes manhunt and alerts the entire server where you're at. You know?
Yeah.
So there's these guys hold up in this position where there's only two access points. So they're doing a pretty good job of keeping everybody out. So Darren's like, fuck it, I'm going to go give it a shot. And he walks in and he can't talk because he's laughing into his headset so fucking hard. He's like, guys, I'm in front of him. Like, he doesn't see me. And then we just see like, Bonehenge is killed, Bonehenge is killed, Bonehenge is killed. And then the fourth guy mowed him down, but he was like, worth it.
No, they didn't mow me down until we were near the...
Oh yeah, they came back for you.
No, where was it? It was outside... I think it was a manhunt, guys. Come down for a bit. We were trying to go back to... Cause I think I had ended up sending the group going rogue.
Yeah, I think in your gunfire, you accidentally pegged someone else.
Probably. Then we were trying to make it to like the checkpoint that goes from the dark zone to the normal zone.
And we just... It was bad. It got real bad there towards the end.
Was it?
But like I was saying, like with the hostility and the toxicness of the community, for all the people that talk shit, there was one guy who found me later on in the day after we were done playing rogue and I was just kind of running around alone. He's like, oh, you were part of the manhunt earlier. And I was like, yeah, you know, fucking, we were just having fun. He's like, no, that was awesome. You guys put up a good fucking fight compared to how many were coming after you. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, there was like 12 of us and y'all held us off for like 6 or 7 minutes with four. And I was like, oh, thank you.
That's a compliment.
It gets kind of rough to get back up to the spot when as soon as you leave the safe house, you're still in a group with your friends who are all, you know, rogues. And you're like, I'm going to come up because I'm not rogue. And then suddenly, beep, your party killed somebody. Son of a bitch. Really, and then you mowed off the zipline.
I really do enjoy that the default audio settings is it's local chat no matter what if you speak in your mic.
Yeah, it defaults you to hot mic in the game.
I had this one time where there were these guys sitting there and we were shooting at some renegades and he runs down an alleyway and it's like it's fenced off so he can't get out. And he basically cornered himself. And he's got about half life and he runs behind a garbage can and he's like, fuck, I'm pinned down. He's like, where are you guys at? And all of a sudden I toss a grenade behind the garbage can. You hear him and he's like, fuck. And then you just watch his body fly.
Yeah, it's definitely great. A fun game. But we're halfway through the show, so we should probably move on to the other nude topics. That's probably a good thing.
Like I said, so, let's try to kill a half hour of the division.
I'm about to show how little I care about football here. I found out today the Super Bowl is this Sunday.
Oh.
I think the Panthers are in it.
They are.
And the other team's the Raiders, right?
Broncos.
So the Panthers are going to win.
Probably.
Because I watch every Super Bowl because I go to my mommy's house and she makes delicious food.
Hey, I go to your mom's house every Super Bowl too, so.
She makes delicious food.
She does.
So I remember watching the last time the Broncos were in it, and on that first play, That dude hiked the ball like 6 feet over the guy's head, and I was like, oh, this is going to be good. It's going to be real good.
Was that the one when they just got their fucking jail rape?
They just got... It was just not a good game. Yeah, the Seahawks just kind of...
Yeah.
Kind of made them their bitches.
You know, actually put the put a big smile on my face for that Super Bowl? Is that Floyd Mayweather threw down like $50 million on the Broncos?
Are you sure he knew he was throwing away $50 million?
I'm
sure he didn't think it was like $5 because, well, I mean, the man's illiterate.
Seeing as how he can't read, he probably doesn't know what zeros.
How much money did I put? $5. Why are there so many zeros? Because that's how you write five. Oh, I've been doing this wrong my whole life.
Shit.
He's like, oh, I guess I've been getting cheap McDonald's food all this time.
I just go for the commercials.
Commercials. There's going to be
unless it's my team playing. Then otherwise, I'm just like, eh, it's football.
I think there's a full minute Pokemon commercial this year during the Super Bowl.
They've already showed it.
They've already shown it, but I'm not watching it.
Until the Super Bowl.
Because I'm going to watch the Super Bowl. And the last thing I want to do.
Don't go on YouTube because it's like the default one. That keeps.
Wait, is this like the Pokemon Go one? Or
no, it's just a Pokemon. It's for the
25th anniversary.
Yeah.
Just 20th.
They're also releasing the original Red and Blue soundtrack on vinyl for the 20th.
I'm 9 years older than Pokemon. I'm fucking old.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah, Super Bowl. So Darren, who do you want to win?
I'm going to go with the Panthers.
Stephanie, kitties or horses?
I'm not that. I actually enjoy watching football.
Weirdo.
Yeah, I think I'll go with the Panthers too.
My reason for choosing teams is in a fight, which mascot would kill the other one, and I've seen Panthers take down horses. So I'm going with the Panthers.
I'm kind of going the anti-Broncos parade just because back when I used to play fantasy football, I had a friend who was had Broncos defense, and she was a total dick about it. So
fantasy football for the people who suck at fantasy and football.
So pretty much.
Wait, hold on. Wasn't Brett Favre a Bronco at one point?
No.
No.
Packer and then Viking?
I know he was Vikings. I thought he was a Bronco.
Direction I don't want to talk
and then
about.
And my friend Maddie, like, are you her against the Broncos? Team is the because, Broncos, so I have to talk shit on the Broncos.
I'm going.
He just switched to Broncos.
No, I'm going. No. This is the reason. I'm going Broncos because South Park.
Oh, because Colorado.
Broncos.
Well, actually, I have a really good reason going with the Panthers because I really don't care either way. But Stephanie was saying, you know, fantasy football. I was playing fantasy football this year. My quarterback was Cam Newton. That guy won me $200.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you gotta go Panthers. Then.
Here's the way I see it too. Is number one, I'm going Broncos because of South Park. Because if there were the cows, I'd be like, yeah, but they're not. Cows. So and the number two is like Denver, which is closer, or Carolina, which I fucking hate.
I was born in Carolina, so
I just
it's better than Florida.
Yeah, I'm not so better much for Panthers. That should be their
motto. Carolina, it doesn't matter, north, south, but at least we're not Florida.
At least we're not Florida. That should be every state's motto.
But if I was basing it off of just their mascots, then I'd probably go Broncos because I like ponies.
Because you're a fucking pony.
My little Broncos.
So I guess we can move into news.
Okay, I'm going. You want to know what? Fuck Panthers.
Panthers. Panthers. Geek Lord Radio supports the Panthers. So we'll move into the news. There's not a whole lot. Anybody here a Miyazaki film fan?
Yeah.
I know you're not.
Nope. I don't like anime.
Do you know who Miyazaki is?
Anna Gang? No. I don't know.
Anna Gang?
There's many Anna types. There's many types of people with the name Miyazaki. There's him. There's the director of Dark Souls. There's a lot of Miyazaki.
Wasn't it the same person?
No, it's
in my head. It's the same person.
No, Tom and Jeffrey. Isn't
the guy that runs
like
Nintendo now?
Probably. Either way, Miyazaki, who wrote...
I used to call it Nugan.
It's Win.
Yeah, that's what I said. Win.
Win.
I used to pronounce him like, why are these people named Nugan?
I used to like, it's not Nugan. Nugan. And my old roommates were Vietnamese, and they're like, dude, you're saying it all fucking wrong. I was like,
you are whiting the fuck out of that word.
You're whiter than
the
rice I just
ate.
Forever
I called jalapenos jalapenos, so it's fine.
Did you really do that?
Yes.
God damn it.
No.
I knew somebody.
I'm going to buy you a helmet.
I'm so white, I can't even.
I remember one time on deployment, speaking of things that we call wrong, is like somebody, I had some pistachios, and the guy's like, mind if I get one of your pistachios? I literally slapped him across the face.
Pistachio. I like it. That's kind of like
that's,
you know, knowing somebody.
You've told me that before. But
Penelope, and you call him Penelope.
It was great.
I want
he was
a friend
like,
named Penelope. So
everyone was in the room, and he just walks up, and he's like, can I have one of them pistachios? And it got all silent, and everyone's staring at me. I'm like, all right. So I just slapped him in the face. And
so
everyone's like,
you going to do it?
In my
should
country,
I do it?
That's what we call a pistachio.
So let's get some Penelope some pistachios. Cantaloupes and pistachios. So back to Colin Stone says, shut it, Steph. Miyazaki confirmed that Princess Mononoke is actually about leprosy, which was an urban legend for a while. He said that he got his inspiration and a lot of the story elements apparently from visiting an asylum where he hung out with people who had been cured of leprosy. I'm not sure why they would still be in an asylum at that point, but you know.
You know, when reasons. Your arms are rotting off.
Yeah. Leprosy is really weird. That's one of those ones I don't want.
Leper colonies. Weird.
Yep. So, anybody play Super Meat Boy?
Yes.
Yeah? Mm. Well, it's getting a physical PS4 release now.
Interesting.
Yeah. Originally, I think they were just going to do digital, but they confirmed it will be a physical copy as well. That's a thing. That's the platformer, right? Side-scrolling platformer?
Yeah.
Where you're basically meat wad with legs and...
Trial and error.
...do things. Yeah. You don't win. Trial and error. Do a little better each time. Yeah.
Sometimes you do a little worse.
I still haven't gotten out of that tree on Orion. I'm still fucking stuck in that damn tree.
You know, I really do want you to stream because streaming, I want it to be like one of your fans to change your title to have like an HTML plugin with a timer that says how many hours Steph has been stuck on the tree.
The tree.
Every time I check it, it's like 37,000 hours. You're like 60. You're like, oh, damn tree.
I'll tell you this. I am really good at platformers, and that took me about 25 minutes.
I've seriously probably been on it an hour so far.
So it's kind of like with, what was it? Twitch plays Pokemon when they're in the casino.
Yeah.
And okay, it's just, okay,
and I guarantee
I will stream me trying to get out of that fucking tree.
I guarantee
it'll be my
you're
first
getting I guarantee stream. You're getting to this one point in the tree every single time and you die.
Which one?
The blank look on her face says
is
no,
it the,
she's
is
died
the
randomly.
Thorn one? Is the thorn section where you have to like teleport past the thorns before the water gets you?
I don't know. The water goes for like 5 minutes.
Dude, the fucking it's been forever. I'm still stuck at the water part. It gets me every time.
Yeah. So what you just told Steph was you haven't even gotten to the hard
part
yet.
The hard part yet.
Have you put more than 2 hours into this game or 2 weeks?
I probably put about well over 2 hours.
Oh, well,
have
you
hit,
can't
the, have you hit
it.
The part in the tree where you go like 100 yards without where there's like no wall to touch and you're literally just jumping off projectiles?
Oh yeah, I think it's like Ryan, like where you just yeah you do the
yeah.
That's where I'm at.
It gets. I was sitting there, I'm like, this tree is going on for fucking forever. And I found out I was stuck on the last, like, 90% of it for, like, 25 minutes. I was like, fuck.
You suck.
That sucks.
Yeah.
So, what games have you beaten in a reasonably acceptable amount of time?
Oh, I'm horrible at video games. Are you kidding me? I think, Donkey Kong Country.
You beat Donkey Kong Country at the reasonable amount of time.
Oh, I also defeated Legends of Dragoon, like, within 1 week of my summer playing like almost 20 hours a day every day.
How are you like the blind kid that plays football? Have you seen that?
What the fuck is going on?
He's still enjoying himself.
There's two types of gamers, like the people who like to completely immerse themselves and like read everything, and then there's people who just play and figure it out trial and error as they go. And I'm that trial and error person where I don't really like look for cheats and I don't look for answers. I just kind of do it until I get frustrated and rage quit.
You should play Dark Souls.
Oh, well, I rage quit fast.
I imagine a fist going through a monitor.
I'm trying to think what other games I've beaten. What's the first game I beat? I wouldn't say that I beat it, but my most satisfaction playing a game was Brutal back when Sega Genesis was a thing. And it was like the animals that fought each other. And I think I've told you guys this story where my sister...
Primal Rage?
No. Brutal.
Brutal.
But yeah, I did like Primal Rage. But my sister kept beating me on Brutal, and it pissed me off. And then I like faked being sick for like 2 days so I could stay home from school
and get better.
And then I got better, and then I defeated her the next time we played.
I'm sorry now.
Yeah. You worry me sometimes. Like, you play video games for fun, and you don't get better.
I play games for fun, and I don't get better. I mean, you see how I play Diablo. Like, whatever's cutest. I just want to look
pretty. You don't play Diablo. You tag along in Diablo. You were a younger sibling in Diablo. It's like, what are you guys doing? Running Rifts? Can I come?
Ooh, can I come?
You know that part...
Are you
going
to do damage?
Do you watch Adventure
not.
Time?
All right.
Just stay in the back.
You remember the Adventure Time when Finn's running down the hallway?
Yeah,
it's basically when Finn's running down the hallway with his sword and the lightning's coming out and killing everything and Jake's like jacking all the goods behind
Jake's
him.
Jake's just
that's literally
that was in the dungeon
train.
Yeah, you carry things.
I play I've actually been playing hardcore on my own.
How's that going?
Level hard, very slow.
What level are you?
Like 12.
Really?
Yes. I'm
really?
So afraid of dying, so I just take
don't
my
be
time.
Be afraid of dying once you're past like level 60. Otherwise, it takes like an hour or two.
No, I want to take my sweet time. However, my friend Austin said that he was going to run me a hardcore, through a hardcore camp.
You're going to get killed. You're going to enter a rift in hardcore getting power level, and someone's just going to walk up and slap you in the mouth.
I'm telling you, you want to lose all zero fucks and get better at a game, just play Dark Souls. You will die so many times.
You won't advance.
I'd get rage. I'll rage quit.
All right, so let's move on from that.
I just play for fun. Until I'm done having fun, then I'm over. Or like the social aspect. My friends who play like you've seen me in World of Warcraft raiding. I am so not good at that.
Yeah, you're still not as bad as I am, but you try. You try. Oh, it's an admirable effort.
You're not as bad as you say you are.
I did TOC raiding and it had three healers whose sole dedication was to keep me alive. That's the only time I've ever survived a single fight.
I've also done Kara too, when the give a shit factor was actually there and you were pretty decent.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
I was decent back in Kata, but I was like one of the top.
Yeah, you're not bad. You're just worn out.
I just don't give a fuck. All right, so we talked the first half hour of the show about The Division.
Yeah, we did.
Xbox hints at a second Division beta. They're apparently on their Italian Facebook feed. They talked about doing one. I don't know if it's specific to Xbox, but I've heard it's going to be on all platforms, you know, from different unreliable sources. But this one's looking like an open beta.
Nope.
So if you want to enjoy playing the game when it comes out, don't play the open beta because it's a stress test. Anytime a game is a month from coming out, it comes out a month. It's a month and a couple days. The only thing they're doing this beta for is to try to break the servers. They want to see how many people they can handle.
That's really late in the game to do it. Maybe as they had to wait for all three of the platforms since it was three different teams to do it.
You know what it is? They had so much demand to play The Division on the beta weekend. That's why they extended it 24 hours. They're like, you know what? We should stress test. There's no better time than a month out gives you about enough time to realize, okay, hey, we need better servers. Yeah. A month gives you enough time to get that as a major company or change a few things, you know. So it's about right. They do stress because stress test for Elder Scrolls was about a month out when we did the Elder Scrolls weekend.
That sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not unheard of to be a month out.
I don't know. It depends on the company because Dark Souls 3 was back in September and the game's not releasing till
who
April.
Makes Dark Souls?
FromSoft.
Which is that like a major developer?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. I thought all they made was Dark Souls.
They do, but they also did the entire Armor Core series. And
well, they do a lot of like MMO style games.
No.
Then it's probably a bit different for them, but I mean, Ubisoft has done other games that have, you know, it's not their first rodeo when it comes to online games, so they probably don't need as much time. Oh, somebody actually likes you.
My purple hair, woot woot. It's not purple, it's more like a red color. But
it's kind of purple.
It's burgundy.
From a guy, it's purple. It's between blue and pink.
If it's a color on the rainbow, that's what we know, minus indigo.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still not sure.
It goes blue-purple.
Yeah, I'm still not sure what indigo actually is. Is that bluish purple?
Sure.
Yeah. So they're talking about doing, or they are doing, a Power Rangers reboot.
I heard about that.
They got their Rita Repulsa.
I'm so excited.
They got their Rita Repulsa.
I'm so excited.
Elizabeth Banks.
Yes. She's
Zach and Miri make a porno. She's the makeup chick from Hunger Games.
So hot.
She was in.
She was Miri in Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
She's blonde hair.
I never seen the movie.
She's in a whole bunch of Kevin Smith movies. What other one? Was she? No, she wasn't Amy. I'm thinking of someone else who was Amy in Chasing Amy. She's been around a lot. You'd recognize her if you saw her. You saw Hunger Games, right?
Yeah.
You know the chick who pulls the thing out? Like the one in the beginning who pulls out the name?
Okay.
The real fucking... The makeup whore.
Okay.
That one. The clown. She was the clown. She was the clown.
She's
in
so
fucking
fabulous. I love her. Elizabeth
fabulous.
I could see
clown.
It.
Yeah.
There she was. I think I recently saw her in a movie. It was The Walk of Shame, and it was quite entertaining. Where
fabulous McClown.
She gets an ugly breakup, meets this guy. She's a news reporter, and she just gets in this like slew of shenanigans. Like she ends up in like this. She ends up walking the streets trying to get home and borrows a dress from her friend, and she doesn't know where she's at. She's like in the middle of LA. And she's like on Whore Street, like where all the whores are at. And then the cops think she's a whore. And she's like, no, I really need help. My phone is dead. I don't want to go home. And they just like treat her like shit. It's hilarious. Gets into a bunch of gangs. It's good stuff.
She gets into gangs?
No, she like makes friends with the gang members to help her out. It's entertaining.
So she went on an adventure to come home from a night of regret?
Yeah, it's a long night of walking and she has no money. She doesn't have her phone. She can't get a ride. So she has to walk home and it's a hot mess. It's good. Good stuff.
That's why you shouldn't be 30 years old and going to clubs anymore.
Slow down there, Turbo. I'm 28 and we're kind of going to a club on Friday night.
And but are so you 30?
It's Steph.
What?
Are you 30?
I will be 30 in approximately a few months.
Are you 30 right now?
No.
Then it doesn't apply.
Is Frank 30?
Yes. He's 30.
In all fairness, given the type of club it is, it's
a very different type of club. I know.
I mean, I see people in what, like their 50s and 60s
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Dude, there's the dude who runs the place. He is old Frankenstein.
There's a difference between going to a club because you want to get riggedy wrecked and going to a club because you hate your parents.
But if you're going,
we want to go to make fun of goth kids.
Yeah, that's all the people that go to that place,
tacos.
All the people that go to that place hate their parentals.
And
yeah.
fucking drink beers while we name the goth kid dances. Because, I mean, there's nothing better than the "Oh my God, I'm covered in bees" dance or "Gotta stomp on all these roaches."
Goddamn right.
It's two of my favorite dances. And no, Colin Stone in the chat will not be the creepiest dude there.
The wacky flailing arms.
I wonder if the Korean Nazi will be there this weekend. We're going to a club called Das Bunker.
Das Bunker.
They're doing a homecoming night. It's a goth industrial club that we like to go to occasionally. The music's pretty good. The beer's reasonable. And it's a good time.
And they have street meat.
They have street meat and street tacos, which are fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
But there's this dude who showed up the last few times they were actually had events at their old location. And I think he was a Korean guy. Dressed in like a full Luftwaffe uniform.
Kim Jong Hitler?
Yeah, basically. And he was there and just walking around like nothing was up. He had the hat and everything. And I was like, you walk down a street in LA dressed as a Nazi? Like, and not even, like, you're not even a white guy. So, like, not even the three white supremacists left in that area are going to be like, dude, cool outfit. No, everybody would be mad at you.
Well, I mean, given the area, it's probably not that far of a walk from, it is in the middle of fucking, like, Koreatown
in
LA.
It is. It's true. But even still, you know,
I think you could have walked right across the street. I don't know.
Is it like it's like future Mike Chow?
Wow, River. Wow, way to go. No, did you not see my response?
Oh,
sorry, the purple haired lady is not for sale. No. We have one of the people in the chat
from India trying to buy me.
He's trolling. He's trolling. We probably shouldn't have even mentioned him. But you know, we had to make sure that everybody knew that. As much as I would love to make, you know, $1 million from selling a friend, I'm not going to sell Steph because that's Frank's job.
No, I'm not for sale.
If there's anybody who could sell
her,
it's
him. Hold on, Frank. Is she for sale?
Now we got to wait like
no,
an hour
wait
for the response.
7 seconds for Colin Stone to respond while he sits there and giggles.
Seven to 10 seconds.
I got a new glass today, so writing the rundown was kind of nauseating, so I didn't get to a point where I could really find the what the fuck stories of the week, which I normally enjoy doing. And there's a very specific one I'm not mentioning, and I'm sure you guys read all about on your Facebook today.
Oh, yeah.
But I am not mentioning that because all they are is attention seekers, and I'm not going to give
trolls.
Them the attention that they want. No, they're not trolls. They're legitimately doing that just because they want looks. I think it's an advertisement agency. I'll bet you money that actual website gets revenue based off of, you know, just page views, and you do something like that. Not going into details.
I'll tell you this.
If you haven't figured it out yet, you're lucky not to. And I'll explain it to you later. You look confused.
I'll tell you this. I'm not gonna talk about it or mention anything, but I kind of would want to go to it and just sit back with popcorn and watch. Because you know you're going to have the...
They were all canceled. Oh. Worldwide. Canceled the entire thing. Either way. So we're going to... I browsed a little bit while we were talking. Found an entertaining story. A Florida woman.
Yes.
Everybody loves Florida.
I was going to ask you, please tell me you have a story from Florida.
Yeah, she steals $2,000 in designer clothes from an outlet.
Huh.
You're a girl. Yeah. How many clothes is that?
One shirt.
If it's designer, it's probably about anywhere from 15 to 30 items. If it's super, super high-end, then maybe 3 or 4. It depends.
Either way, she stole these items from the outlet.
Can I guess? Yeah. Can I guess how she stole them?
That's not in the thing.
Oh.
You're hoping
it's going to be like something ridiculous, like she eats them or something.
No, not with her mouth.
She was going to shove them in her hoo-ha.
Yeah.
No, but apparently after she stole the clothes, she peed in the dressing room and then left her cell phone.
Oh my gosh. So obviously they found her with her DNA and her cell phone.
Is this your urine? That could be anybody's urine.
No, I'm pretty sure it's your urine.
We caught you peeing in the next dressing room.
Oh my gosh. How do people get caught doing that? What goes through your mind when you're like, I really gotta pee, but I really gotta steal these clothes, but I can't stop in the restroom because then they'll catch me with these clothes.
Oh, they have a picture of how much stuff. That's between 15 and 30 15 items. And 30, okay.
You know what you should do? You should move to Florida for science and find out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a couple weeks in Florida and you'll be stealing. Let's see if I can find another good...
Where did they steal it out of?
just an outlet. Just,
an outlet. Yeah, it doesn't
sometimes
specify.
They'll have like factory sales where a bunch of like clothing brands will have like rent in like a factory, and then they'll all bring their designer clothes and just get rid of old merchandise at discounted prices, where it'd normally be like $500, you would get it for $200. That kind of thing.
Then again, it is Florida, so it's probably more like, Bear, go get the mop. Somebody peed in the changing room again.
Probably. That's probably not something that's uncommon, but makes for a good story for us Californians.
Yeah, here's another fun one from Florida. Police say a Florida man is upset his backpack wasn't searched, and then he says he has a bomb.
Wait, so he goes into a...
So I'm reading about it right
now. Assuming this is an airport.
He entered a government building on Monday... And he had two questions of staff members. What if I have a bomb in my backpack? Do you want to check my bag? I have a bomb in it. So he was upset that he didn't get stopped at the door, so he claimed he had a bomb in his bag. He also apparently did not have a bomb in his bag.
Of course.
Clearly not. And he's just like, how dare they not check for a bomb when I could have a bomb? I have a bomb. Oh, wait. Now I just fucked myself for life and not put my deem myself on a no-fly list, I'm sure.
Is there a picture of the guy?
Yeah,
there is. Is he white?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Bald headed white check his guy. Privilege, man.
Yeah, if he was Packy walking through God. They would have checked that bag for a bomb.
No, they would have shot first, then checked.
He's got a bomb. Plow, plow, plow. It wasn't a bomb.
False.
It was a.
They wouldn't
briefcase.
Have shot because the bomb might have gone off. They would have sucked dogs on him and then shot him and
that's
then
true.
For, and then set bullets a robot in.
They said, yeah, no explosive device were found in his backpack. He is held on $3,000 bail. Does not have an extensive criminal history with only 3 arrests between 2004 and 2008. All charges have been dropped or he found guilty. So basically, you know what I think this was? This is a deranged guy who firmly believes in the security of the world, and he was pissed off that security wasn't tighter.
He's doing a good thing for all of us. He from his actions, he could have prevented the next 9/11.
I'd put money
from
on...
From his actions, from now on, every time anyone goes to the airport, they're getting searched.
Cavity searched.
I would put money
I'm
on...
I'm
going to
need to check inside,
like,
your asshole.
The manager of a security thing of something.
Security firm.
A security firm, and he's got like that... needs to check his privilege mentality. Yeah. Where he's like, this is not how I would do it. I'm going to prove a point. And is like super cocky and like such a douchebag.
His next step is to actually blow up a government building
to prove his point. Yeah.
Have you guys flown recently?
Yeah.
No.
So have you been in the full body, put your hands above your head, zoop, zop thing?
Yeah.
I'm not okay with that.
I'm cool with it.
I'm not.
It determined that Frank had a poop.
It told him he had to poop?
No, because it weighs your body mass or something like that as well. And it like lit up right around his stomach. He gets out of the machine and the lady looks at him. She's like, do you have anything in your pants? He's like, actually, no, but I really got to poop. And she just kind of looked at him like, go ahead and go.
You know the
like,
fucked up.
This is a common occurrence.
So you know what the really fucked up thing about that is the ones that are in Israel don't just scan you. They have a... blast-proof doors.
So if you go off...
So
no,
if, and it
the ones
out
here do, too,
out,
if I'm not mistaken.
It sends out basically a pulse that will set off any devices.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Israel did build those.
Yeah.
Now, like, you go into a bomb chamber if they think you have a bomb, and they'll send signals to try to detonate the bomb that might be on you.
That's awesome.
They're like, sir, you've been randomly selected to go through. You just see him walk in. He's like, boom.
No, a guy you work with, he had to go through one of those in Germany.
Ooh, did he explode?
No, the funny story is he was saying like how he was going through, I guess he had a laptop, and I guess for some reason he set off an alarm, so they put him in the box, they had him naked, he was in his underwear.
Get in the box, okay, well, get naked, I don't like this, bend over,
keep his underwear on.
I really don't like this.
And they're yelling at him in German, he said M16s, but I don't think Germans...
They carry MP5s, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Mike.
It might have been M16s.
Maybe.
I know when I was
they
in...
They carry bullpups.
No, when I was in Amsterdam, at the airport in Amsterdam, they had MP5s,
oh.
Which was super funny because the guards were trying to be like, you know, fucking, we're badasses, we've got guns, and everyone sitting in there was a whole bunch of people who were definitely not in the service coming back or going to a deployment, where we all had our own rifles. It was like, dude, come on, stop trying to look like a badass, tell me where the toilet is, I know you speak English.
Yeah, that's funny too, because they're all yelling in German, they're not speaking any English to him, and you tell him to do something, he's like, I don't know what you're saying. I don't speak German. I know you speak English.
Yeah.
Like 20 minutes
point,
later,
I would just
you just
sit
someone
down
finally
Indian
comes
styling.
In and like, okay.
I would just
here,
start.
Here's the thing. Turn on your laptop. Okay. If it doesn't blow up,
you're
you can
go
home. Done. Powers it up.
Dude, wouldn't that be a shitty time if he had a Mac and it had that Mac virus that was blowing up batteries for a while?
To be honest, if he started yelling at me in German, I'd start yelling at him in German, and I only know two phrases.
Essen man scheiße.
Eat my shit and we must exterminate the Jews. That's all I know.
God damn it.
South Park is teaching
South
German.
Park German, yeah. It's been 18 years, and so far they managed to hammer in two phrases in my brain in German.
Yeah.
Essen man scheiße. And wir müssen den Juden ausreuten.
That's basically
that is it. South Park German. They're also starting to teach us Canadian. That's good. I need to learn to speak Canadian.
Buddy, pal, and friend.
Buddy, pal, and friend. Guy.
Awful.
Anywho, speaking of poops, we're going to end this poop. Yeah, that's right.
I can't even tell you how many times you've seen that the Canadian alphabet at work today.
We definitely go through the Canadian alphabet fairly commonly.
A.
No, it's A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, buddy, Q, R, S, T, U, friend, W, or no, it's W, X, and fucking guy or some shit. I don't remember how it ends.
Sure, why not?
It gets weird at the end. Either way, I guess I should check to see if we may have gotten emails.
Everyone got to
I
hear
checked.
Your beautiful, beautiful voice on this
yep,
show.
Yep, everybody got to hear me sing, but nobody's gotten to hear me sing Kesha. Yay.
I've seen it.
You've seen it. Few people have seen it.
It's impressive.
They're not happy about seeing it.
So I want to do like a karaoke thing, but if we don't have to go to a bar. We can do one of the little rent-a-room things. Like you rent a room and you bring in a cooler full of beer and or alcohol and they let you and you just pick your songs and everybody just hangs out together and drinks and sings songs.
I want to
do
it.
It's
quite entertaining.
I've got this suggestion here and follow me on this one.
Okay, I'm following.
We could just go to my living room.
We do that too.
Where we have a sound system. And we have Spotify and the internet. We can get any song we want. And we could just drink and sing said songs without paying someone to sleep or to use a probably semen-filled room.
That's fair enough. We could do that.
Those are fuck rooms.
Those are fuck rooms. Yeah, it's totally a karaoke bar. How come I don't hear any singing? Oh, they're singing. It just takes a little while.
No, this is just a karaoke bar. Bullshit. These are fuck rooms on the side. No, they're not. Turn on a black light in here.
It's like the special Japanese, like...
You're not helping your cause.
Okay.
Yeah, this isn't.
You're definitely not helping your cause. I know what you're talking about, but that costs money and I'm not rich. So we just have, you know, a nice TV and a nice sound system.
And the internet.
And the internet.
Monday through Thursday, this is actually a massage parlor.
Yeah. I checked our email. We don't have any emails, but if you would like to send us an email, go ahead and do that. We'll get back to you. We are geeklordradio@gmail.com. You can find us on social media. Facebook.com/GeekLordRadio. We're on Twitter and Instagram @GeekLordRadio. Tell your friends about the show. iTunes, Stitcher, Zune Marketplace, and GeekLordRadio.com is where you can find us, as well as our old episodes that won't show up in our RSS feed. Music on the podcast is brought to you by Daniel Tidwell. We also release this as an audio cast each week, and he does the intro, or we use his music for the intro and outro. That'll about do it for us. From all of us here at Geek Lord, this is
Darren,
Stephanie,
Matt,
and Dan. Wishing you a fantastic week. And thanks for letting us pleasure you. Don't forget to keep it deep, guys.